You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Imagine all the time it must take to not just write, but to defend an academic thesis. Well, now imagine having to present that said thesis in only 3 minutes. That is exactly what the 3-Minute Thesis, or 3MT, competition is, and it will be taking place next week in Boise. Students from Boise State University, the University of Idaho, and Idaho State University will be participating, and the winners, they get cash prizes. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Wayne Cochran. He is the Thesis and Dissertation Coordinator for Boise State University's Graduate College, and Boise State University graduate student Mike Henry. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wayne, tell me about the competition. How does it work?
Well, basically, just like your intro, students get 3 minutes and one slide to break down all of their research for a lay audience. We'll have a panel of judges from a variety of places around the community, and their goal is to convey that research to that audience and engage with them in that 3-minute time span.
So when we talk about a thesis, because I never did one, how long are they normally? So to give people an understanding of what a thesis usually looks like.
It depends on the discipline. Some of them can range from anywhere from 50 to 75 pages to up to 200 to 300, depending on how much data and research goes into that project. I'd say the typical on average is about 125 pages.
Wow. And you have to narrow that all down, focus it into one slide in 3 minutes.
Yep. A traditional thesis defense, where they're defending their work, usually lasts about 45 minutes.
Okay, so Mike, you are going to be a part of this competition, correct?
Yes.
How do you do this?
It's not easy, but what it really requires you to do is kind of distill your thesis into the most important salient points and kind of focus on that and figure out a way to then communicate that to a lay audience. And I think that's a very important skill for people to have. It's kind of like your little elevator pitch, because eventually you're going to have to convince someone to give you money, whether it be your boss or the state, to fund your research. So that's an important skill to have. So that's what I enjoy about the competition.
Well, and also speaking to a lay audience, right? Because let's be honest. I mean, academics, you use big words. I mean, you talk about theories and topics that a lot of people, your eyes start to glaze over.
Yeah, I have a list of words that I'm not allowed to put in my 3-minute thesis because I know I'll lose people.
What's one of them?
Organic photovoltaic device.
Yeah, okay. So I know organic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, so instead I'm talking about plastic solar cells. People are familiar with plastic. It's all around them. And instead of people's eyes kind of glazing over when they hear organic, they're, you know, horrors of high school chemistry or something. Oh, plastic. Okay.
Yeah, we all know what plastic is.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, Wayne, this competition started, what, in 2008 in Australia? And it's all over the world. You have to be within a university environment, correct?
That's correct. It started in Australia, and it's worldwide now.
And how many people do you get to participate when you do this?
Well, the first competition we had, this is our fourth consecutive year, and we had the first year we had 17 participants. Hmm. We've averaged about 20 participants in the last 2 years. And this year, actually, based on the number of students we had inquire last year, we're expanding it out to have preliminary rounds in order to probably open about 40 or 50 students to participate on Boise State's campus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then you narrow it down.
To about a top 20 for the finals event, which is coming up. Our competition is happening in April.
Just for Boise State.
For Boise State itself, yeah.
But this competition is next. It's next week, next Tuesday. Correct.
Correct.
And so for a person who wants to go, a lay person, because it's open to lay people, what should they expect? What should it look like?
Well, you should expect to go in and kind of look at it as little mini movies. You're going to get a 3-minute snapshot of a wide variety of things. We have 3 STEM students and 2 non-STEMs. I believe that the U of I and Idaho State will have them set up the same way. You're going to learn a lot of really complicated things in a very short span of time and in a way that you can engage and walk away knowing, wow, I learned something from this competition today.
You could be the smartest person at the next cocktail party if you go to this, right?
Yeah.
So, Mike, you've told me a little bit about plastics, but what is your thesis about quickly? I don't have 3 minutes, but, you know.
Okay, yeah. I am trying to understand how these molecules come together and form a complex structure that we can use to extract energy from light. And By better understanding the way these molecules form these structures, we can engineer better devices.
Hmm.
So I use GPUs to simulate thousands of different conditions and then kind of pick the most interesting chemistries and candidates to then hand off to other scientists, our experimental collaborators, that actually synthesize and manufacture the devices. So all of my research is in front of a computer.
Gotcha. I'm speaking with Wayne Cochran with Boise State University and Boise State University graduate student Mike Henry about the upcoming 3MT competition next Tuesday at the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise. And one thing that you said, Mike, that stood out with me was that at some point, because you are a researcher, you have to go and find money to continue the research. And this opportunity has to help you not just narrow down the focus, but as you said, talk in ways that the average person can understand what you're doing.
Exactly. I have to figure out a motivation that everyone can kind of get around and then convince someone that I have the solution to that problem. And it's an important skill because I can talk about like my internal like scientific motivations, mm-hmm. why I think this is a fun problem to solve, but I need to be able to convince someone that holds the purse strings that my solution to this problem is the one that is going to yield the best results.
And they may not be a scientist or have any type of background that you do.
Yeah, most likely they're not.
Yeah.
Eventually, scientific committees kind of put together proposals and submit them, but someone who does not have a scientific background ultimately makes the decision what gets funded and what doesn't. So being able to communicate complex theories and data effectively to these lay people is critical. Not like in a pejorative sense, like, mm-hmm. oh, they don't know what they're doing. They know a lot more than I know about public policy. So I have to kind of be that bridge between public policy and science,
right,
to convince them to give me money.
And speaking of money, there are cash prizes. So Wayne, and this is not, these aren't small amounts of money.
Nope. $500 for first place, $300 for second, $200 for third. And then the audience will get to vote on their favorite presentation for another $500 People's Choice Award.
And what would you do with some money like that?
I would probably spend it on a fancier computer.
Aha, there you go.
I sit in front of a computer all the time, so it's something that I value.
And again, when and where is the competition?
The competition is next Tuesday, February 12th. It's at the Egyptian Theater downtown. The competition itself is from 1 to 4:30, and then there's a reception afterward from 4:30 to 6.
Well, thanks for coming in and talking about this. Good luck to you, Mike.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Wayne Cochran and Mike Henry about the upcoming 3MT competition that will be in downtown Boise next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you.